After a few days, the insurance company obtained a copy of the police report. Thereafter, they sent Mr. Greenswag an insurance adjuster.
Hello, hello, hello. How are ya? How are ya? How are ya? My name is Seymour Orlesta Bernstein, your insurance adjuster. I have been sent down here to assess how much money the insurance company will have to be obligated to pay, or, for that matter, not be obligated to pay. You should be aware that there is a possibility that the insurance company may not be obligated to pay you anything at all.
Wait. One moment. What do you mean that there is a possibility that the insurance company may not be obligated to pay me anything at all?
That's exactly what I said. You see, I have here a copy of a police report. And the report states that the police feel that it's an inside job. It states that they concluded that Mr. Rubenstein, that is Menti Rubenstein as they wrote it, is the number one suspect. You refuse to press any charges against him. So, in conclusion, with all the fine print that is too small to read without a magnifying glass, but appears on your contract nonetheless, is fully legally binding in a court of law. So hence, if you don't have Mr. Menti Rubenstein arrested, as per police recommendation, the insurance company is not obligated to pay you even one single penny.
What are you saying? This is not fair. I'm sure, I'm very sure, there must be someone else who robbed my company. Menti is as honest as they come. The police need to investigate more. That's what they have to do.
I'm very, very sorry. But as I said before, if you do not have Mr. Rubenstein arrested, then the insurance company will not be obligated to pay even one single penny. Mr. Greenswag, the choice is clearly yours.
But how could I?
Don't worry. Mr. Rubenstein will receive a fair trial, and in the event that he is found innocent, you still get to keep the insurance money, and the insurance company will push the police to reopen the investigation in order for the insurance company to be able to recoup their money. And, of course, when the police capture the real culprits, well, why should I go into that? I hope you understand everything, okay?
I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I guess I will have to do a lot of thinking.
Like I said, here is my card, and give me a call, and make the right decision, and have a good day.
Okay, good day to you, too.
And so, later on that evening, Akiva Greenswag paced back and forth in his study, trying to figure out what he should do.
No. It can't be. It's not possible. No. Menti Rubenstein would never do such a thing. Never. It's not possible. No. He's the most honest person that I have ever known. It's impossible. Unless... Unless it's just like the lieutenant said. It could make sense. Even though I don't think it does, but it could. Menti was just acting. Could that be possible? That Menti was just acting to earn my trust? It is possible that he was waiting for the right moment. Yes, it makes sense. After all, his children are growing up. Mendy's older children are ready to get married. And at the same time, he has to pay all of those tuitions. He could certainly use the money now more than ever before. No. What am I saying? What's the matter with me? No. It can be. Why am I even thinking such crazy thoughts? I should be judging Mendy Lechavschus. What am I trying to do? Judge him bad? I should be judging him favorably. Am I thinking like this crazy way because of money? I don't understand. I have to give him the benefit of the doubt. But then again, on the other hand, Mendy is Take, the only one besides myself who knows the safe's combination. I mean, it doesn't make sense in one way that Mendy should do this because Mendy is Mendy, such an honest person. But on the other hand, if I didn't do it, and the only other one that knows the combination besides myself, even though I find it very hard to believe, the only other one that knows the combination is Mendy. Of course, like I know, I certainly didn't do it. I would know if I did it. But on the other hand, could be Mendy. But it's not his character. What should I do? I'm so confused. I don't know what to do. And then there is the insurance that insurance clause. If I don't have Mendy arrested, I won't be able to collect the insurance money. And if I don't collect the insurance money, I'm ruined. I'm ruined if I don't have that insurance money. Oy vey me. What am I supposed to do? I cannot afford to have my company collapse and fall apart. No. What am I gonna do? Oy, I'm so confused. Wait a second. He himself said he went back to the office. Tommy saw him. One hand, it looks like it's possible he did it.
But Akiva Greenswine stayed awake all night long, trying to come up with a solution to his dilemma. Finally, as dawn arrived.
That's it. That's it. I have no choice. I must do what I must do. I don't seem to have much of a choice. If I don't have Mendy Rubinstein arrested, the insurance company won't pay me a single penny. And if that happens, my business will be ruined. I hope Mendy will understand. I really do. There is no question in my mind. Mendy will be found innocent. But then, I will have the insurance money in the meanwhile, and my business will not collapse. I'll give Mendy a raise for his cooperation. Yes. That's exactly what I will do.
After Akiva came home from davening, he ate a quick breakfast and headed out to the police station. He filled out and filed all the proper papers. By the time Mendy Rubinstein arrived at home and sat down to have dinner, the doorbell rang.